Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. The Armageddon Pulp Culture Expo is an annual event which takes place at different times throughout the year in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch. It's a broad church incorporating gamers, geeks and, well, those who enjoy dressing up as their favourite cartoon, movie or computer game character. I went along, dressed in a nondescript t-shirt and jeans, I hasten to add, to find out what's going on in the brains behind those custom-moulded helmets.
Okay, just introduce yourself for me, please, sir.
Dave Carlisle.
A.K.A.?
BH2114, Boba Fett.
Now, Dave, how long have you been Boba Fett for?
About 2.5 years.
2.5 years? Now, I know personally that it's not easy to get one of these. You can't just go on, walk off and buy one of these off the shelf, can you, a Boba Fett uniform?
No. You have to do a lot of assembly, a lot of sourcing overseas. It's quite difficult. It takes a long time.
And are you pretty happy with the final result?
No, never happy. You always want to do more and keep refining it, making it more movie accurate.
What's next on your agenda?
I'm working on a few other Star Wars related costumes, Republic Commandos from the game.
Yep.
Helped build these ladies' female TIE pilot costumes last night. Things like that, yeah.
And there's a name for people, is there not, that have official Star Wars costumes? They're members of the what?
The 501st.
501st, and you're a member of that?
I am. I'm the New Zealand CO.
Now, I was at a sci-fi, or a shop, Minotaur in Melbourne the other day, and my partner said to me, she said, what's so special about Boba Fett? Why do you, every time you see something, do you go, oh, I must have that? I couldn't really explain it. Can you explain it in a couple of sentences?
I think it was the mystery behind Boba Fett originally, in the original trilogy. He was kind of the anti-hero. You know, he was really sort of kind of cool. Had a cool look, captured Han Solo, but nobody ever knew what he looked like or, what he was capable of.
Just finally, are you sweating like a mofo under there?
Definitely.
Hi, my name's Hayley.
And Hayley, what are you today?
I'm a female version of a TIE pilot.
Okay, and how long did it take you to put together this costume? Can you just buy it or do you have to make these?
I made this all to suit me. It's all custom made. Took about a week to make the bodysuit. And armour, we finished it at about 3 a.m. this morning.
So it's very much a last minute job.
Very much so.
Now, you're walking around with Boba Fett today, getting a lot of attention. Who's been getting the most attention, him or you?
I think we might be fighting for that position today.
About 50-50.
Because on the one hand, attractive women are quite sort of scarce on the ground here at the Armageddon, aren't they? But on the other hand, it is Boba Fett, right?
And everyone loves Boba Fett.
Can you explain to me why people love Boba Fett so much? Because my girlfriend just doesn't understand it at all.
Oh, I don't know. It might be his big package, maybe.
And is this something that you do every year at Armageddon, dress up?
Yes, we do. And we try to bring out a new costume each year as well, even if we are up till 3 a.m.
And is something that you also do in your spare time in between Armageddons is dress up a little bit like this, or it's just a special occasion once a year?
No, we always, we're members of a costuming group, so just we make costumes throughout the year, and Armageddon's like the main time where we get to just show them out in the public.
I'm sure these sort of things don't come around often enough for you guys.
No. Three times a year in New Zealand? Yeah.
We're always looking for more events to do, so...
Now, you are a stormtrooper, right?
Clone trooper.
Oh, of course, right. So we're getting into the prequels now, right?
Yeah, prequels.
Now, is there a bit of a division in the... It's the 501st, is that right?
Yeah, we're all part of the 501st.
Is there a bit of a division between the prequels and the original people? You know, some people going...
No, I think we're all just one big brotherhood of clones, you know. We're all gathering together, all friends, all brothers.
How important is it to rehydrate during the course of the day for you?
Very important. lots of water and lots of lollies.
Because I imagine that it's pretty warm under there.
No, the suit's all right. It's just the helmet. You know?
Yeah. How long does it take you to put together the suit?
It took me around about 2 months putting it together and painting it up.
And is it sort of custom, you can buy bits and pieces and then, you have to put the whole thing together, or do you walk into a shop and buy the whole lot?
No, you normally buy the whole, you can buy the whole lot from one place, or you pick and choose where you want to buy your gear from.
Premiering in 1977, Star Wars might seem remarkably retro to those who have chosen the dress as Tomb Raider's Lara Croft, Pikachu, or someone so recent even I don't know who they are. But there's at least a few people here clanking around for whom old school takes on an entirely new meaning.
There's been a lot of armour at Armageddon, but most of that I've seen so far has been more of a lightweight, sort of built to withstand lasers, sort of Kevlar kind of thing, sort of stormtroopers and what have you. You've gone for a much more traditional approach to armour.
Yep. This is a 15th century set of German armour. So if you know your Shakespeare, you're Richard III. My horse, my kingdom for a horse. This is the stuff he'd be wearing.
What possesses you in a, you know, it's been a fairly warm weekend to don? How much does it weigh?
Well, if you think in new money, it's about 30 kilos.
To put 30 kilos of metal on your back and traipse around a convention hall?
Well, we're basically advertising our local medieval group, which is the SCA. So we've got a number of people in the big 15th century farthingales, the costumes, some of the fencers, and of course there's me wandering around advertising us. And funnily enough, if you're walking around in a big suit of armour, you get a lot of people coming after you.
And tell me, SCA, what does that stand for?
It's a worldwide organisation. It's called Society for Creative Anachronism. So www.sca.org.nz, and you'll see all the groups in New Zealand, basically. Big group in Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, Hamilton. We're all over the place, but it's an international organisation.
And is the idea that you dress up, or do you also reenact things?
Yeah, we reenact things. It covers everything. It's what I call a hobby of sub-hobbies. So some people are into one thing. So, you know, as you might guess, I do a lot of fighting. But a lot of other people will be into the costuming. They may be into the cooking. They may be into the dancing and the music. Because we literally do everything, you know, archery and, you know, anything they did, we do.
So this is basically a 30kg billboard you've got on today, an advertisement for what you do the rest of the time.
Pretty much. That's why we're here.
You begin to get away from the maddening hordes at the end of the day?
Oh, no. We're actually enjoying it. We're getting a huge number of people coming up to us. It's great fun.
You're way too beautiful, girl.
And then there are those who are paid to dress up, not just at Armageddon, but at any event willing to hire them.
You're a promo girl, correct?
Yes.
So you're here to work?
Uh-huh.
I am told, though, that the Armageddon Pop Expo is a great place to meet men, though. Would you agree?
it is.
There are a lot of men here.
There are lots and lots and lots of men here.
Anyone take your fancy so far?
Sorry?
Anyone taking your fancy so far?
No.
Do you like people in costumes?
Yeah, they're alright. Yeah.
Man in uniform, you reckon? The halo guy there?
Yeah, it's perfect. That's very hot. Yeah.
It's an intergenerational thing here too, apparently, as I come across one of an increasingly rare number of Trekkies in search of his daughter.
Hi, I'm Kevin Metcalf.
Okay, now, reasonably rare, you're wearing a Star Trek top.
Yep, that's right.
Not as many here as I expected today at the Armageddon.
On Star Trek or just people in general? No, there's a few Trekkies around. There was another Next Generation people yesterday. Generally, it's more the sort of more recent shows that people cosplay as rather than the older ones. But, hey, you know, I'm an old kind of guy, but I love to join in.
And is the Armageddon a highlight for you in your sort of year?
Definitely, yeah. We come every year. We come all 3 days. We go to all of the ones in the rest of the country as well. It's great fun.
When you say we?
There's myself and my daughter. She's around somewhere. I'm just trying to find her at the moment. We're up at 4 o'clock this morning doing her costume for the costume competition this afternoon. So it's, full on for her.
What was her competition? What was her costume, sir?
She's dressed as Rydia, which is one of the characters from the early Final Fantasy games. A lot of people are dressed as characters from games, and which is why you don't see too many Trekkies here. It's mainly sort of game type characters that they play. But pretty full on. I mean, I bought this top. It looks cool. You slip it on with a pair of black trousers, and away you go. But with her, she makes them from scratch, and it's amazing. It takes months to put her costumes together.
Brilliant. And how long have you been doing this sort of thing for?
We've been doing this for 3 years now.
So relatively recent. I mean, what were you doing before that?
Well, we just hadn't discovered. We'd always been geeks and always been into anime and sci-fi and just didn't know that this thing was around. As soon as we discovered it, we were in.
Whole new lease of life.
Yeah, that's right. And it's something to do with a long weekend.
What would you say? How would you? I mean, it's a fairly diverse bunch of people are here today, isn't there? I mean, old, young.
It's a very diverse situation here. It's always been like this. This is the first year it's been the ASB Showgrounds. It's a much bigger venue, and you get little kids, teenagers, and adults as well. It's a really good mix.
And Armageddon comes back to New Zealand in April. For more details, check out armageddonexpo.com. Coming up after the break, I talk to the brunettes.